Yeah, guys, I've just bumped into Craig David at the Brits 2010. Craig, good to see you.
How are you, sir? You well?
Yeah, I'm very good. How does it feel to be back at the Brits?
It's wicked, you know. I mean, 30 years is an accomplishment in itself. But there's some good, I mean, Dizzy Rascal picking up Best Male. I think it was very important. I mean, the urban scene has dominated the charts this year. To see Dizzy Rascal Best Male is an important move, that. Really.
He looked a happy man tonight, Diz, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was jumping around backstage. I mean, he was ready to go into a little 16-bar freestyle. It was a good look.
JLS as well have just won Breakthrough as well. Good result for the lads.
Absolutely. You know what? The Brit Awards is important, not just for the UK, it's for around the world, because it does represent what's going on in Britain. And it's the showcase to see what's really happening in this country. So when you see JLS do their thing, see Dizzy Rascal do their thing, and some great performance, so Jay-Z jumping on stage and doing it. I mean, it's just an important award. I mean, it's wicked.
Is it bringing back some memories of your first ever Brits?
Do you know what? Being nominated for six was incredible. I mean, I remember as a young lad growing up, I just wanted to come to the Brit Awards. To come from Southampton to London, go to the Brit Awards would be great. To perform at the Brits, to be nominated for six, I've been coming for like the last 5-6 years now. It's an incredible, important institution for British music. So for me, if you go away with a piece of silverware, wonderful. If you get nominated, that's the confirmation in itself, you know? So I'm happy.
Good to see you smiling. Who have you bumped into backstage, or who are you hoping to check out or maybe meet up with later tonight? Because so many people are here.
We're bouncing to you backstage.
Yeah, that's fine. That's all good. That's all good.
That's important. I mean, I'm on the same table as N-Dub, so they're label mates for me right now. And they've had a really good, I mean, like I said, they've had a really good year. And I was talking to Dappy and I was like, you know what? Don't be downhearted if you think sometimes you should have been nominated for maybe more. And right now, you've dominated the charts. You guys have really made some big ground. With the Mr. Hudson track they've got, Fire is a great song. So, I mean, you know, I'm around. I'm going to sit down and watch some more.
Dappy, some good advice. I like that.
You have to, you know, in terms of his respect of knowing how the garage scene opened the door for a lot of MCs, and for them to have the success they're having, it was nice for us, you know, just to connect for a second.
So good to see you representing tonight, because I know that 2010 is a good year for you, coming back with the new album.
Signed, sealed, delivered, new album coming out in March. And it's got some really amazing songs. I wanted to make an album that wasn't about me trying to write a hit song, you know? So we've got songs like Mercy Mercy, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, Through the Grapevine, Dock of the Bay, Curtis Tigers, I Wonder Why. Songs that you just think, well, I didn't really expect that you'd be singing those. And then I couldn't help it. I had to do three new songs in the mix.
But it's good.
Yeah, I can't help it. I'm a songwriter at heart, so I'm trying. When you're up against it, when you've got Mercy Mercy and Through the Grapevine to write against, so I'd step on my game. But as a rounded album, I'm really, really happy. And the new deal with Universal, which I've really been excited about.
Ready to go again.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, it's 2010, it's a big year.
Right, go and party with the boys, Dizzy, JLS, Jay-Z even maybe?
Yeah, you know, there's a little after party later on that we're going to back up with Jay-Z and make things happen.
Craig David backstage. Craig, good to see you.
Good to see you too, man.
And back to you guys.